What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What is up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian here, host of The Rich Life. Here's what we're going to talk about today. This episode is actually going to be a little bit interesting because it's going to kind of date itself. I usually try not to date these episodes so that they're kind of evergreen no matter what time of the year or day it is. But with recent events, I did want to talk about, I know there's like the COVID-19, the coronavirus and all that going around. It's a pretty big pandemic right now. And it started to make me think about, the folks that are working from home now because they've shut down a lot of the schools, they've shut down a lot of the major government buildings and, things like that. So for those of you who are able to work from home, I think it's really important to know how to keep your sanity, okay, while you're working from home. And just to give you background on me, I've actually been working from home for years now. Okay. And that's primarily, where I work from. I work from my home office. And I try to get out once in a while, have some human interaction, things like that. But over the years, I've learned different tactics and different ways for me to stay sane. So prior to me starting to work from home, what I used to do was go into an office, right? A 9-to-5 office. And I'd go in and, meet with coworkers and have face-to-face meetings in person. Talk to them, say hello, pleasantries, things like that. And that was the majority of the beginning of my career. And then as my career shifted, I kind of moved into a work-from-home situation and travel. So I do a combination of both. But I've learned over the years some of the ways for me to make sure that my health is not suffering, right? All the core values of The Rich Life. Make sure that my health is not suffering, that my wealth is not suffering, my finances, my relationships, right? It's difficult when you're working from home most of the time to build and maintain relationships if you're not in person, right? For most of you who are working in an office, you're just naturally around other people. So you either naturally get along or you naturally don't get along, right? So the point is that you're around people and you kind of vibe with them or don't vibe with them. Okay. So here's what I want to talk about today. These are some of the ways that I've put together over the past couple of years to help you with your sanity when you're working from home. Now, I know some of you have to, work from home with your kids, and there's a lot of stuff going on. It's pretty chaotic right now. But I wanted to just publish this to give you guys some tips that can help you along the way. And this is going to be a multiple part episode, so I'm going to break it up into different episodes here. So let's first start with number one. Okay. So again, 11 ways. I think I have 11 here. Yeah. Yeah, 11. I might add to it as well. But 11 ways to keep your sanity when working from home. Number one, this is so key. Take frequent breaks for your eyes and for your body to stretch. Okay. And this is so important, guys. One of the things that I try to do is I install apps on my phone, apps on my laptop, apps on Google Chrome extensions, right? Everything that I can do to help make sure that I'm, number one, first of all, ergonomic, because that's really important when you're working from home, that your body is aligned properly. You're not slouching. You're standing up straight. Your arms are proper, right? Your eyes are not too far away or too close to the monitor. Take frequent breaks to stretch and to, the reason is this. If you sit the entire day, you're going to feel like crap because you're not moving. We're not meant to be sitting all day, right? Although this is how society is now. This is the reality of it is that we're sitting down most of the day. Okay. And this is just for, office related jobs. If you're doing physical labor, more power to you. But for the jobs that you're sitting down, you're not doing any physical labor. It's really hard to, you have to consciously make an effort to get up and stretch. And so whether that's every hour, every 2 hours, whatever time frame makes sense for you, figure that out. I have an app on my laptop, my work laptop, that tells me and reminds me to get up every hour and a half. Okay, if there's a meeting going on, I still stand up and I take the phone call during the meeting. right? I take the meeting, but I'm standing instead of sitting down on my chair. I actually have to physically get up and get away and blink. I have to blink my eyes because otherwise my eyes just stay open all day staring at the computer screen, which is not healthy for you. Okay, so that's number one. Take frequent breaks to stretch and figure out a way to remind yourself, whether it's through a reminder on your phone, an app on your phone, an app on your laptop, your browser, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, it needs to remind yourself how to do it. And I can give you guys, if you want to direct message me, I can give you guys the actual list of apps and notification or apps and plugins that I use for myself. So just let me know. Number one. Number two. Now, this is a really key one because you need to have focus when you're working from home. It's very easy to get distracted. Okay? So easy to get distracted, right? Your phone notification goes off, your kid is yelling, your spouse is screaming, or, you know, whatever it is, your friends are, you know, the Amazon person is ringing your doorbell, you know, the mailman is coming, whatever it is, somebody's trying to sell something at the door, they ring your doorbell. These distractions are just going to happen. So what you need to do is have an open and closed door policy. Okay, so this is particularly for your family. Like if your family's home, which for the majority of you they are because the schools have been closed, it's good to have a red or a green light. So like a stop sign or like a green light kind of thing. And when it's red, put it on your door. Maybe it could be on your doorknob. When it's red, that means no one's allowed in, right? You're busy, you're in a meeting, whatever. If it's green, right? Or you could just keep the door open, then people can come in and they can chat with you. If you need to focus or write something or do something very detailed, then you need to make it red so that nobody comes into your door while you're in the middle of a meeting and kills your focus. Okay, depending on your type of job that you're doing, if you can multitask, all power to you. But for me, I need to have very focused time when I'm doing my job. Okay, and so if I don't have that focus and I get distracted in between, it's just going to waste my time, and we don't want to do that. We want to be efficient with our time. So that's number two. Have an open or closed door policy. You can use a red or green light. You could even just grab a piece of sheet of paper, write the word open on one side, write the word closed on the other side, and then just put it up on the door, tape it or something. Or you can just write red, green, whatever works for you. The point is that you want to tell the people that are in your home that you're busy or you're not busy and that you are not available to them. So you have to be very clear about your boundaries. Okay. Number three, protect your focus with extensions. So app extensions. What I was talking about earlier was, you know, just being able to get up and stretch and open your eyes. What I'm referring to here is actually your focus within your computer. So there are all these apps nowadays that are instant message, that are, you know, you have your calendar, you have your email, you have all of these different things going on all at once. And so here's what a typical scenario for me used to be. I would be in the middle of writing something or creating something or managing something for a customer, for a client. Then all of a sudden I would see an email pop in from one tab on my other screen. And then I would immediately say, okay, let me go check out what that email was. Go into the email, check that email. I see it. Then I get a message on my phone. I check my message on my phone, and then, oh, by the way, I get an instant message on my laptop from a coworker or a friend or a colleague or a client, and then all of a sudden that task that I was about to do that I was supposed to be focused on completely, by the end of the day, completely forgot about it, right? So that's what happens in reality. These emails come through, these messages come through, these phone calls come through, and you get so distracted by all these different people pulling you in different directions that you don't have time to really focus on the actual work that you need to be done, right? So here's what I would suggest. To protect your focus, you need to be very tactical and clear and communicate this to your coworkers and friends and, you know, colleagues and clients and say to them, hey, you're going to see, you know, I may not get to you right away, but know that I will get to you before the end of the day. Right? So if you want to do it that way, that's how I usually do it. People know that. You know, I'm not going to necessarily get to them right away because I might be in the middle of doing something or in another meeting and I can't message them or email them right away because it distracts me from what I'm doing in the moment, right? So some of the, there are so many extensions that are out there, guys, and I do it for every single thing that I have. So all the instant messenger apps, all the, all my phone settings, my personal phone settings, my work phone settings, okay, my, my laptop notification settings, my email. There's a really great plugin that I like a lot, which if you just message me and I'll share it with you. And it, it kind of clears my inbox. It doesn't clear, but it hides my inbox so that I don't see any new emails coming in as I'm in the middle of doing some work. Okay. So that's number three. In fact, I'm going to actually stop here. We're going to continue on the next episode of the next ways to keep your sanity from working from home. Okay. Now that's 1, 2, 3. I'm going to summarize them. Number one, take frequent breaks to stretch and to clear your eyes. Have an open closed door policy. Number two, with a red or green light. Number three, protect your focus with apps and extensions. Okay. So on the next episode, I'm going to continue to talk about these. Let me know what you guys think about these. I think it's really key to, especially for this week, to take advantage of these into the next couple of weeks, you know, for the folks that, you know, are working from home and, you know, are working remote in the meantime. So let me know what you guys think, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.